There's a benefit at Mr. Small's Theater a week from tonight for the Autism Connection of Pennsylvania. It's the fifth annual Beatles tribute, which Acoustic Cafe will present. And we're going to this is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a preview with some representatives of the show that night. I was with Josh Verbanet, not to be a name dropper. Josh, he is one of the 40 under 40 now, you know. So I was with Josh and Gab Vanessa Thursday, and I forget. Oh, they're doing All Together Now. That song is what All Together Now. But you'll hear a lot of great musicians, including the ones we have here, doing Beatles songs. And today we got Nathan Zoob, Guy Russo, Max Somerville, and Morgan Urena. And we'll let you start off. They're going to do about five Beatles songs, but we'll talk in between about this band that it's amazing. Just as an aside before we start.
Yeah.
Like, the Beatles, it's been 50 years, you know, which means if you grew up, like, I was thinking about this, like, in 1970, when I was 10, this would be like my listening to music from the 20s, right? Which, I guess, I think I did, but not many 10-year-olds did. But it would be like listening to Fats Waller in the 1970s. The Beatles, it's an amazing staying power for their music. And some of it might have to do with the way music's evolved in general. But it's just incredible. So, you know, a great multi-generational music is what it's become. So we'll see what these guys are going to do. You'll know the songs, I think. So take it away.
One day you'll see that I have gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. One day see, I was the one, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you must know. Oh, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And though the time has come, so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end I must go. Whoa, one day you'll find that I have gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
What a great version of that song. That was Max singing, Max Somerville. And did you choose that, or was it assigned to you?
I chose that, yeah.
That's a great song. The Beatles' range was amazing,
yeah.
The range of emotions.
Right.
And
everybody, I think, has been here before, I'm pretty sure. But there are people that listening that have never met you before. So can you just talk about your musical background and who else you're playing with typically?
Yeah. Well, you were speaking earlier about Beatles being, such a multi-generational force. And the Beatles were the first band that I ever listened to when I was a kid. My father is a huge Beatles fan. He taught me everything about the Beatles. I read like all the biographies and all of the DVDs and all that stuff. And I think I know about the Beatles too much. So they're definitely a huge influence in my life. Currently, I'm playing with a lot of people in the city, but Zub and I have a group called Recluse that is definitely influenced by the Beatles.
That's with a W, by the way.
It's two words.
Yes, and loose is not. It's the traditional spelling, I think.
Loose. Yeah, two words.
Yeah. And you're playing acoustic, or what kind of music is that group? Probably all over the place, I'm guessing.
It's a 4-piece piano garage rock band. So it's
very 70s inspired.
Yeah.
That's good. There's not enough 4-piece piano garage band
in
the world today. You have a great voice though for that song. That was really beautiful job, and it's an example of what you'll see. It's an all ages show, I do believe, at Mr. Small's. And I was taking a look. Some of the other folks I mentioned: Josh and Gab, Chet Vincent and the Big Bend, Broken Fences, the Ruckus Brothers, my buddy Andre Costello and the Cool Minors will be there. Boulevard of the Allies, Graceful, Drowning Clowns, Jeremy Kaywood and the Way of Life, Rising Regina, the Wreckids, featuring our own Sarah Siplak and her Scott will be there. And the Old Time Spies, Maddie Georgie, Mark Dignam, everybody who's somebody or anybody.
Everybody who's anybody is going to be there.
Is going to be there. That's a big night. And it would help if I told you that it was going to be a week from tonight. And it will be, actually, it is a 21 and older show.
Yeah.
21 and older. Although it's to benefit kids, it's 21 and older, this particular show. And 866-468-3401 is the number. Mr. Small's Theater is the venue. And it's Acoustic Cafe. And it's a week from tonight to benefit the Autism Connection. There, I said lots of things about it, and
it
even
perfect.
Corrected myself.
It was comprehensive.
Too.
It was
yes,
great.
I think so. It's only radio. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the station IDs. Okay. What's that? What's the next song?
We're gonna do a little sing along, and we hope the people at home want to sing along with us too. It's called "Hide Your Love Away."
Oh, a good song.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, "Hey, you've got to hide your love away."
Sing with us, Larry.
How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them in the state I'm in.
everybody now.
Hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away.
Whistle solo.
I want to know whoever, how many people are listening that are expecting Lady Madonna to be the next song, because I'm pretty sure that's what follows it on the album. I it's either a mixtape that I have.
Oh, it was a mixtape. But Lady Madonna was not on Help.
Okay, it might be. It might
Past Masters, maybe.
It, yeah, maybe. Or it might be on that won. Red or blue.
The Beatles won.
But
maybe.
I know I've got somewhere. It might just be a mixtape I had. But that's funny. I'm thinking Lady Madonna is the next song. You don't really, that doesn't happen with music too much anymore, because, you know, we shuffle them all up the way we want them, or you even just get one track rather than a whole album. That's a great rendition. And thanks. Everybody knows all the words pretty much. You know, just about. Sometimes what's cool is you can bring up the lyrics on your phone, and if you need them, and sing along.
Yes. Oh, I didn't
need them, but you know, if I had hypothetically needed to do that, I would have been able to do that. I could have brought up the lyrics on my phone, and that would have been, and no one would have known.
No.
That's the great part.
No, especially that's the radio. The it's nice radio. Part about
you
radio.
Trust the DJ not to say anything.
So. It's 11:28. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you. We're previewing next week's show to benefit the Autism Connection. Nathan sang lead on that song. And how long you been in Pittsburgh now? It's been three?
No, it's closer to 7.5 now.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I feel the same way.
Because I remember when you first came. And, gosh, I can't believe it's been that long.
Well, I went to school here, and so there was 4 years where I wasn't doing much except, you know, being at school, and then I sort of branched out and started playing around Pittsburgh. But yeah, it's been 7 years since I moved from New York.
Yeah, Nathan is, Nathan's really sought after by a lot of – how many – are you playing in, like 20, 25 bands right now? Or?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am.
you are playing, seriously.
I have Recluse. I have Mark Dignam, a band called Back Seven Good People. I play with Broken Fences, a fellow named Tim Ruff. And then, people will give me a call, and I'll come and play on projects when I can.
Yeah, it's really great to have you here in the community. And I forget, did you come from New York City or upstate?
I came from New York City.
Okay, that's I thought so. I just wanted to be sure I remembered. An excellent whistle. Mr. Russo did the whistling there. Sometimes I can whistle really well, and then sometimes it just won't come. Is there a trick to consistent whistling?
Moisture, I think, is key.
there are times. I know you can't eat crackers or pretzels or any of those things.
Yeah, that's unadvised. Or laugh or smile.
I never thought about that.
Smile just kills the whistle.
Yeah, that was.
Make someone laugh when they're whistling, you'll see. The whistle just stops.
Yeah, you can't. Wow. You don't know the secret to rolling your R's, do you? That's still. I can't.
I just go. Arr, oh. But that's not.
That's not it.
No, it's way.
Ricky heavy. Can, and I can't. And I'll never learn. I've gone in front of a mirror, I've tried. Maybe someday I'm going to learn. I don't think the Beatles did any rolling R's. But
no, probably not. They did a lot of whistling,
though. It's not a big Liverpool sound.
No. It's hard to pick a favorite Beatles song. I don't know if any of you have an absolute favorite. I kind of always liked In My Life.
Yeah.
And Here, There, and Everywhere I kind of liked. But it's almost like you need a favorite Beatles song for the mood you're in, because
and there's a Beatles song for every mood,
just about.
Yeah, and some you didn't even know were possible. Yeah. There really are so many. What's next?
For No One? Sure.
For No One, another beautiful, beautiful song. And Guy Russo is going to do the voice on this, the lead. That would be the vocal, not yes. the voice, the vocal, the vox.
Your day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all your words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she says will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Mm, beautiful song. Who knew that the same guy that can do the whistles can do the whole brass section that appears? I'm trying to remember, we have a really nice cover of that song done by a woman, and I think it's Mara O'Connell does a version of that, and it's neat to hear it from a woman's in a woman's voice doing it too. I think it's Mara O'Connell. You're hearing a preview, a sneak. Well, not a sneak preview because you're listening to it after all, along with lots of other folks. This concert is a week from tonight for Autism. It's, I want to be sure I get that right. I almost said Autism Speaks. That's not the agency. Let me get that exactly right, although saying autism should be good enough. It's the Autism Connection of Pennsylvania. And it's important to note, too, that food donations are going to be collected for Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. That's right. As well. And forgive me for not having the autism connection on the tip of my tongue, but you guys always see me when I've been awake I start to decay around this time. it's been a long morning.
It's true.
You guys still have another couple songs to go before. Guy, it's Broken Fences still for you, and yeah. Anything coming up soon?
We're releasing our new EP, Stormy Clouds, and debuting and screening our first music video on November 22nd at Club Cafe.
Nice.
That's the early show.
Nice. That had to be. I can't imagine what it's like to make a music video.
It was a lot of fun. We can't wait to show everyone.
Oh, that's fantastic. Anybody else ever do one music video? How'd it go?
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I would think that some of the objectives are very different than the music.
But you just run around and do crazy things, and then you don't know what it's going to look like, and then you know the videographers just make it look beautiful, but the whole time you're just kind of being crazy.
Make you look more beautiful.
Yeah.
Even more beautiful.
thank you.
Some level of beauty.
Well, I wonder what's going to be next.
It's now time for the not well known girl Beatle to perform. Morgan, you're in us here. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do Let It Be.
Ah, good song.
When I find myself in time of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. In my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Though it may be proud. Oh, I knew I was gonna mess this up. And when the broken hearted people living there, there will be an answer, let it be. Lonely may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. There is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Let it be, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, 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 whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
That was really nice. You've got a beautiful voice. So where can we find you these days, Morgan?
Well, I do a lot of solo stuff. So you can find me under my name, Morgan Rena. And I also play with Broken Fences.
Are you writing much?
Very much,
We need to have you here.
Yes, I would love to come here.
Yeah, let's make sure that happens. All you guys really should be here in one form or another. I'm kind of bummed you only have one more song prepared. If you've got more, we'd love it, but that's up to you. I do want to, Jesse Prentice is listening and says hello. He thinks maybe I was thinking of Ricky Lee Jones doing For No One. And it might be, You know, I just checked our library and I can't find it. And I know it's a song in our library, so it's really bugging me. But it might be Ricky Lee Jones. It's. I'm sure you all have the same issue. You've got lots and lots of music in your head, right?
All the time.
And so let me ask you. Yeah, voices too. Yeah, it helps calm the voices. It's good. Have any of you ever had this happen? And you too, as you're listening, this happens to me constantly. I'll be humming a song, and I don't know why, and I'll be singing it. I mean, I have no idea why. Yeah. And then second verse, like five lines deep into it, there will be a line that relates to what I'm doing. And it's like, how'd I do that? You know, how? I mean, there will be a – and I can't think of a good example off offhand, but it's like I might be fixing a hole where the rain gets in, but that's but that one's kind of obvious. But it's amazing. First like line. Subconsciously, you'll have this song where, you know, 20 lines into it, there's something very specific that relates to what you're doing.
Yeah. And
I think that's how partly how music really penetrates people's minds. And the Beatles, gosh. You know, people are going to be singing these songs forever, I think.
Hopefully.
And Paul just released a new album. Yeah. I haven't heard it yet. He's still cute as a button, so I haven't had a chance to hear it. He's
We'll tell him that you said so.
Oh, yes. When you say, is he going to be there Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should tell you. All the Beatles are going to be there.
All the Beatles?
They're all going to be there. In our hearts is what we mean. They're going to be there in our hearts.
It's I'm reminded, and I think it was the Cirque du Soleil Beatles show, and Larry King had Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney on live to interview them before the show. You know, the two remaining Beatles here, you know. And, those two were playing Larry King beautifully. Like, you could never tell whether they were serious or joking, and it was like the classic boys from Liverpool. Yeah. You could tell they were having a ball doing it. And Larry even Beatles. Seemed to be enjoying himself. Yeah. But thank you, all of you, for coming here today. Does anybody have anything they wanted to say that maybe I didn't ask about? Or
come on out. You know, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I just posted a link on our Facebook page, and I'll mention all the details again and some of the other groups that are going to be here. I can't wait to hear what this next song is going to sound like. You'll hear Nathan Zub, Guy Russo, Max Somerville, and Morgan Irina with a song I know. Is Max part of this too?
Max is there in spirit. As
He's
well.
There in spirit. He's in our hearts. So this is just a beautiful piece of poetry. From John Lennon. You'll recognize it once you hear it.
Because the sky is blue, it makes makes me cry. Because the sky is blue. Oh, no, oh.
Thank you once again, and more details on Saturday's show coming up in just a moment. I think it was Emmylou Harris I was thinking of with For No One. Here's Mary McCaslin at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Black person.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. So I had Nathan telling this great story, and here he is. The Aristocrats. That's it. So, Acoustic Cafe. And Broken Fences hosts it this Monday.
That's right. Broken Fences is hosting. They're standing right over there making sure I don't mess up their name.
Yes. And where, when, why, and how. You can skip the why.
Okay. The why is the interesting part. Broken Fences is hosting this Monday. It's at Club Cafe. Starts at 7 o'clock. It's an open stage for 21 plus. We do this every Monday, and Jesse Prentice, who actually has been corresponding, is sort of the ringleader. He's done a lot for us. The idea is to get people who either want to collaborate with each other or don't get a chance to play out very much, to get them down and everyone. It's a big sort of open community space, basically.
Well, that sounds terrific. And this happens
every Monday.
And once again, this coming Saturday, and this is at Mr. Small's, presented by Acoustic Cafe, you'll get to hear, if you enjoyed what you heard in the last hour, aside from the unplugging and plugging of microphones and just half of a punchline to a joke.
It was a great joke.
If you've enjoyed that, you'll get to hear all four of the people you just heard.
That's right.
As well as many others, including the Wreck-Its, Josh and Gab. And more, we hope that you'll come by. It all happens a week from tonight to benefit the Autism Connection of Pennsylvania. And thanks again to you guys for coming and being part of things today. It's always great to have you here early in the morning. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.